My dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, we are into the 8th Sunday in ordinary time of the year C. In several languages, a tree is known by its fruit. Let's say, for example, mango tree is known by the produce of mango fruits, or an apple tree, or a coconut tree, and so on. Only a good tree can produce good fruit. Only a good person can do good deeds. In order to do good to others, one must be good oneself. A person's goodness or lack of it's seen in his or her own words and deeds. Based on today's readings, I have chosen the theme called Remove the Plank and Do the Good Deeds. When you do good to others, you receive good news. Today's first reading says, the expression of a thought discloses the cultivation of a man's mind. A person's speech reveals who he or she is. Words mirror the person who speaks. Even when we try to hide the truth behind clever words, sooner or later our speech betrays. Because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Certainly, figs are not gathered from thorns or grapes from a bramble bush. Jesus, in today's gospel, teaches us how to distinguish the true from the false, how to distinguish between the good and bad, the genuine from the pretentious. His words are as relevant today as when he said to them. They offer us a much needed reminder. My friends, all have a tendency, a strong tendency to point out and correct the faults of others while ignoring and neglecting their own defects. How foolish it is to leave the plank in one's own eye and try to take out the speck in another's eye. How often do we not do that? Don't we say, he is shabby, she is sinner, he is not a good person, she is not punctual to the church, and so on. Finding fault with others is easier than correcting ourselves. But honesty, is it not hypocritical and deceptive behavior? Check on our behavior. Every day we see this attitude shamelessly displayed in the political arena where blame game seems to be the rule. How often do we want to hear, and how often do we not hear this kind of blame game in politics? We have done all things always well. If anything has gone wrong, it is the other's fault. And this happens in every field, even in our families. My dear brothers and sisters, the very beginning of my reflection, I have asked all of you to pray along with me to the people of Ukraine. You see, they are having sleepless nights. They are crying for their life. They do not have a home or a shelter to live in. Whom to blame? This by ourselves. We, the human beings, out of grudge feelings, out of proud heart, we want to win over the other, forgetting that they are our own brothers and sisters, forgetting that they are our neighbors. and we have the concern to care them. This is an opportune time for all of us to think over, how am I living my life? Am I bearing good fruit? Am I good member of the church? Am I behaving like a good parent? Am I behaving like a good person in my home, at my office, at my workplace, and at my community? We find in others our own faults that we try to cover up. Jesus reminds us that we have no right to criticize anyone unless we are free from our own selves, from our own faults. How can a blind man lead another blind man? Leading a blind person or picking out a speck from another's eye, that is correcting the smallest defect in another's life, can well be an act of fraternal love. It can be also an act of egoism, trying to play patron to the other and define his personality and the path of life. A blind person leading another blind person is likely to be an imposter, trying to take the leadership which he or she is not able to exercise. And as a result, what happens? Both are heading to a fall. Both are heading to fall into a pit. Therefore, we need to be good. Let him criticize who is free from faults and willing to help. Jesus told those who wanted to stone the woman caught in adultery, let him who is without sin cast the first stone. And they all dropped their stones and left the place. That much honesty they showed. I'm afraid, my dear brothers and sisters, in our society today, the one who is most guilty could be the one to throw the first and the biggest stone. None of us has the right to judge or condemn others for what we consider their defects. No human being is master or patron of another. And therefore, no one has the right to impose on anyone else his own critics. No one has the right to take away his own life or the another's life. I'm very sad to see this computerized world and this so-called well-learned people still take upon themselves they are the patron and authors of their lives and others. Therefore, that's why we see a lot of abortions are taking place. It's shameless upon us. We have no right in whatsoever to kill someone, or to do euthanasia, or homicide. Because who is the other? God is the author of everyone's life. Because he is the creator of the world. He is the creator of every one of us. Therefore, he has the right, not we. We can't play a blame game. I am not well, or the family is not well to do, therefore we do the abortion, the situation is not good, and so on. Nothing of that sort. All these should have been thought before the act. Fine words are no substitute for fine deeds. We cannot defeat evil or establish goodness by mere talk. Today, you listen good words from the priest, or you have a good reflection from the priest. You want to do good. You think in your mind that hereafter, I'm going to change my life. And my life will be beautiful and wonderful only within these four sides of walls. But when you go out of this holy place, our life and mind always the same. My dear brothers and sisters, let us change. Turn to God. Let us repent ourselves as we are about to enter into the Lenten season. This is an opportune time for all of us. It is the right time for all of us. God has given us a chance that we need to turn back to God. We need to become in the image and likeness of God. That's what all this prophecy, all this Bible, and everyone who preach are trying to do to you. Am I able to become and regain my own image and likeness in God itself? Let us take today's lessons, and after going from this church, let us not apply them to X, Y, Z. Let's apply them to our own self and ourselves. How often have we examined others' conscience, and how seldom have we examined our own? Let us recognize our own faults. Let us realize our own faults and mistakes and do our best to correct them. Then the charity and good conscience, we can also help others to live good lives.